Is it hard for you to get up in the morning? Is your memory getting worse? Are you or a family member facing an ongoing health challenge you just can't seem to overcome? Welcome to Helpline Live, brought to you every day at the same time, Monday through Friday, with daily blockbuster nutrition specials. Your host, Dr. Bob Marshall, is the Nutrition Answer Man. As a clinical nutritionist for over 35 years, he has successfully helped over 50,000 people. That's why we call it Nutrition That Really Works. Today, he's going to share his premier nutritional secrets with you that have taken him years to discover. Dr. Marshall's comments have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Stay tuned and get ready to call in with your own personal nutrition and health-related question.
Welcome to Healthline. I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, and I'm with you Monday through Friday at this time, answering your nutrition and health-related questions. You can reach me toll-free, 888-588-7576, and tell a friend so they can join us as well. If they live out of the area, they can visit us on the web, healthline.cc. And I know many of you would like to see our website a little spiffier. We're working on it, and I think you're going to be amazed at what will be coming soon. But it takes time to do that. So healthline.cc, you can pick up the radio times. And if you haven't joined us on Saturday, you can also find the Saturday broadcast times in your area. And join us and learn 21st century nutrition, where you get the nutrients that the body needs so that it can enjoy outrageously great health. So that call-in number is 888-588-7576. And don't forget, when we every day we come to you, we've got a blockbuster set of specials for you so that you can enjoy and keep the very best health. Today we're going to be focusing on what we affectionately call our coffee enemas. Like most things in America, we've got coffee, but we were confused. We thought we were supposed to consume it orally, but actually its real health benefits come when you take it rectally. And, of course, it's one of the wonderful components of strengthening and achieving the best structure and function for the gallbladder and for the liver. And, you know, in Chinese medicine, when you got liver and gallbladder not working at their best, you have the angry man or the angry woman, irritable and angry. Not a lot of fun to feel that way. And so the real answer in this life is to get to that mellow point where you can enjoy things, and when something does go wrong, it doesn't bother you, because the nature of living here in this world is things are going to go wrong, so count on it. Okay, so what have we got in this coffee enema? We've got our immune complex for targeted immune support, and we have our allicin, which is the gentle yet one of the most effective biofilm busters, so it can break up these sticky little sugary sacs where things can hide out. And so we've got that guy there, and our cat's claw. And this, of course, is another immune-specific, and it, in particular, promotes the body's healthy anti-inflammatory response. So it's a great player on the block. And all of these are recommended in the coffee enemas. So, of course, immune complex can be used for a lot more than that. And allicin is a great guide to take orally also to break up the biofilm busters. And cat's claw is a great guide to take for the bones and the joints, so you get the best state of health there as well. And so all three of these, you can buy any combination of two or more bottles and get 25% off each. Just give a buzz to the order line, 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. And don't forget, Healthline is a show that it's explaining 21st century nutrition. And what is that? Basically, what we're talking about is that Your body is controlled by a sophisticated plasma energy field. And it's so sophisticated that inside that field, it's been proven by quantum physicist Fritz Popp and others that communication is at twice the speed of light. And so what this all-controlling field holds the memory of every injury that occurs, usually from the moment it occurs to the grave. And so with 21st century nutrition, we can actually manipulate the field, erase the scar trauma, and unleash the very best health and stop the energy sedation to a given organ or gland. That's probably the greatest part of it. The second part is that we know that every cell in the human body, controlled by this plasma energy field, is a semicrystalline matrix. And that means it has an ideal resonant frequency. So that allows us to search for things that could promote and support that very best ideal cellular resonant frequency. And only a once living source, free of toxic tagalongs, is able to do that. And so it forces an excipient-free super nutrition live source compounds as the answer. And so that's what Healthline's about, and that is 21st century nutrition. All right, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall. This is Healthline Live. Let's go to Jean in Michigan, and she's got a question about her husband who's got some dented fingernails and a little sleep apnea. Let's go to her. Are you there, Jean?
Yes.
Okay, and how old is your husband?
57.
All right, and how much does he weigh?
About 145, good. Maybe 150.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, first of all, let's talk about the sleep apnea. You know, this is a very common problem in America, and actually it's usually potentially threefolded, okay? So number one, immediate fix for the problem, get the thickest, heaviest pillow from the sofa and stick it at his back and have him sleep on his side. Now, there'll be no sleep apnea as long as he does that. If he wants to try to roll over to his back, that's where the sleep apnea can occur. Then what you want to do is tell him that without lifting his head, he may not sleep on his back, but if he wants to roll over, he can pick up the pillow, roll over, and then place it again at his back. And usually after a few weeks, you've programmed yourself to sleep on your side, not your back. And that will eliminate the sleep apnea for about almost every single person. Now let's talk about what else we could do so you could sleep on your back. Well, the number one problem is usually not being able to digest the food. When your food is rotting, and he's right at that age, 57, somewhere around, I would say somewhere from age 35 to 50, our digestion really starts to weaken. And so we need to promote the best digestion to prevent the food from rotting. And when the food rots, the body makes mucus, and it makes it from the sinus to the anus. So it doesn't know where the problem is. Now, as that begins to happen, it's very easy for us to begin experiencing sleep apnea, okay? So that's one possibility. So what do we do to get that digestion ideal? At his age and body size, a couple of quantum digests so that we have pancreatic enzymes and pepsin, all from plant-based enzymes. Two of those at the start of meals. And then end of the meal, we'd give him the HCL detox kit. And this is probably the single most powerful antidote to the garbage American food and the overcooking that we have to do now, because of the bacterial contamination of our food, that this is a wonderful, wonderful little rescue. At his body size and age, probably about 3 HCL and 1 activator. And now he's digesting a lot better. After we do this for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, he could try sleeping on his back and see if he's okay. It may not be the case. He may have had an injury to his nose or sinuses. He may have had a surgery.
He's had polyps.
Okay, well, all right.
And, you know, his nose looks a little crooked where I think he was, you know, as a kid getting in fights.
Oh, yes, boy,
so
I know about
he
that.
Does have something going on there.
All right, so if that's the case, then The digestion alone probably will not resolve it. What I would then do is want to Medibody pack the nose. But because of his age, he's got a vaccination, which is a major interference field on the left or right arm. You'll have to pack the vaccination, and you'll probably have to pack the hands and any major scar that may be on the arms between the nose and the arms in a path directly up to them. And then you could pack the nose, and many times this can allow the healthy energy flow and suddenly no more sleep apnea.
Now, when he was young, he played some kind of game. I don't know what it was, but his buddy hit him in the two front teeth.
Ooh.
And his two front teeth are darker now.
Uh-oh.
So his two front teeth got damaged.
I see. Now, those two teeth, they could be dead. And if they are, they would reflex right along the central pathway, so they could sedate the energy flow to the stomach. And they could actually directly affect the... They could directly affect the sinuses.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of the things I like to do whenever I hear the word polyps is make sure that, first of all, we've got good digestion, so we could ultimately get back to making our own B vitamins, in particular folic acid, but also maybe getting them on some max stress B, because that can promote better liver function and... that can also help the sleep apnea. So maybe starting at a half teaspoon and, after 3-4 days, go to 1 teaspoon per day. Okay? Those things can all be a big help.
And how do you figure out whether or not his front teeth are dead or not?
Well, there I would recommend that you visit a QRA practitioner. And if you're in the Michigan area, I know we have a number of them. So... they can find out in a very short 15-minute visit. They can test and see.
Can a holistic dentist figure it out?
No. Well, I shouldn't say no. Maybe. They have a dry ice test, but often teeth are dead, and they pass the dry ice test. They pass all the other tests, so the dentist may think they're alive, but, the practitioner, I think, can do a more definitive test. Okay.
Well, what do you do if they are dead?
Well, then they are a continuous source of a problem directly up to the nose. They normally, when a tooth is dead, you can extract it or root canal it. Soon we will have a zirconium implant, so you can take it out and replace it with a zirconium implant.
When is that going to happen?
December 2009.
Woo-hoo!
This year, thank God, finally.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, what about his fingernails?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. If they're sunk in, like dented, that usually is a marker that he's low in iron.
Okay.
And does he eat meat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's a high-protein type.
Okay. Then, again, you want the QRA practitioner because he may have a problem with the intestine. And the fact that he might be low in the B vitamins is also another marker that he might have a problem with the intestines. So I would definitely want that checked out. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
for your
call.
Thank you very much. So is the nails anything I need to be concerned about, anything more than the rest of it?
Well, maybe. I would definitely get him checked because he's got enough stuff going there that...
What else can I do? Because I have tried to get him to a QRA doctor, and he won't go.
He won't go. Well,
no.
He's not sick enough yet, then. I don't know. See, what the guessing, the problem is that, the nails could be other things, but if there's both of the thumbs are that way, it's almost for sure it's iron. Why would that be going on? It's got to be something intestinal. So somebody needs to figure it out. It's not going to be easy. You know what I mean? And low B vitamins... Low B vitamins, again, is a marker of folic, body not making them. They're made in the intestines. So what's going on,
Okay.
That's the question. And,
all right, I'll talk to him.
He needs to, he needs to realize the ounce of prevention is never equaled by any amount of cure. Okay? So taking care of himself now while he's good and strong, that's the way to go. Thanks for your call, Jane.
We're talking to a man here.
I understand. I totally understand. You're talking to a man here, too. Okay? All right.
Yeah.
See
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. You can reach me toll-free, 888-588-7576. Don't forget, you can hang right in there. If you get through before the end of the broadcast, we promise to answer your question, whether it's on the air or off the air. So be a little patient and give us a buzz. And don't forget, you can visit us on the web at healthline.cc. Tell a friend so they can learn 21st century nutrition as well. That's healthline.cc. And don't forget, today we're going to support everything for the best possible coffee enema. And the funny thing is, they didn't put our great coffee on sale, but it's already a super low price. So it's organic, great coffee. That's what the only coffee I would use. And if you've never done an enema, it's a wonderful way to promote the best detoxification for the whole body. And when you have good organic coffee and you add the right nutrition to support the best response, like our immune complex for a great immune-specific response there on the bowel, or allicin to break the little little biofilms that it can form that make it hard for the body to get rid of the junk in the bowel. These are two great steps. And, of course, we also have our cat's claw on special. And this, again, is great immune support, but it also promotes all the natural anti-inflammatory processes of the body. So I think you're going to love these guys. They're on special today. You buy any combination of two or more, 25% off. Just give a buzz to the order line, 800-370-3447. 800-370-3447. All right, let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Alyssa in Stockton. And she's in Stockton, California, and she wants to know how to have the healthiest thyroid function. And are you there, Alyssa?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. The thyroid is a trapper of iodine, okay? And it needs to trap something like 20 to 50 micrograms a day. And unfortunately, it's trapping other things as well. It may trap heavy metals. It may pick up with toxins. So many things can happen so that the thyroid is not doing its best. But one thing that's been identified for women is that the thyroid output can be diminished simply by low progesterone. So may I ask how old a woman you are?
I'm 31.
Okay, wow, you're a puppy. Okay, and how much do you weigh?
I weigh 160.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to rule out the progesterone one. If you were 51, maybe, but 31, I'm going to say no. So my favorite thing to promote the best structure and function for the thyroid is something called Xenodetox. And this guy contains what I think are many of these super nutrients of the 21st century. It contains sea vegetables that are rich in fucoidins. And these guys are, there is probably five or six different types of fucoidins in this product. And I love their ability to do a broad spectrum detox. And how much, you, at 160, you'd probably want to use about three Xenodetox at breakfast. And you want to do this for a good 4 to 6 months. But, you know, as you see the thyroid getting stronger and healthier, one of the things you want to look at is where'd you get that junk? Is it something you eat? Do you have silver fillings in your mouth? Do you have silver fillings with a crown? See, many people start out with these silver fillings, which are actually mercury amalgams, and the mercury amalgam expands, breaks the tooth, and now they get a crown. The crown is a dissimilar metal, so now what we have is a battery. The battery is such that The heavy metals in the mercury amalgam and in the crown come out 80 times faster. Now this junk can get at the thyroid, so if that's the case, you may want to pull, you may want to put in a low fusing ceramic crown and try to keep your body to just one crummy type of metal in the mouth or less. Okay?
I don't have any metal in my mouth. I don't have any silver filling.
So you're not in the same category. How interesting. Okay.
But, however, I have three incomplete root canals, and I need one more root canal.
Okay, well, you're not right about not having metal in your mouth. The root canals are gutta-percha. Used to be barium, mercury, and lead. I think they pulled the mercury out, so it's just barium and lead, but I'm not certain of that, okay? So you still have some junk metals there, and then they had to put a crown on that tooth. It's got the root canal, right?
Well, they didn't put a crown yet because they weren't done with the root canals.
What about the, you had three that are, oh, there are, three are incomplete. Wow.
Three are incomplete, yeah.
Well, you might want to consider having a low-fusing ceramic crown done, not a metal crown, so that you don't get more crummy metal other than what you've got in the root canal already.
Right.
Okay? And what I would suggest is as soon as the zirconium implants are available, you pull those things out and put in a zirconium implant because that'll get rid of the heavy metal and junk that's in that root canal. And the best we can tell, those root canals are often a source of many, many other types of problems. So I really think, you know, it's not a good long-term thing. So that may be part of what's going on. The death of these teeth may be part of the junk that's moving. And I still think xenodetox would be a great help here. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for your call, Alyssa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones here. And let's go to, let's go right to Kimberly in Denver, Colorado. And she's got a question. Are you there, Kimberly?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You got a question about what's the first step so you could have really great health for you and your family. And there I would say that the first step is to supplement the pathetic American diet. You know, for about 50 years, there was an argument between, on one side were nutritionists, on the other side was medical doctors and registered dietitians. And the argument went something like this, that we got all the nutrition we needed from the food. This is the doctors and the registered dietitian. So supplements are expensive urine. And this untenable position has been very, very resoundingly disproven, and that the American diet is pathetically nutrient deficient. And in fact, if you were to compare the food of today with 1950, the vitamin A you got from a single peach in 1950, you would need to eat 53 peaches today. And if that's not scary enough, in the last 25 years, several studies have proven that there's been a 50% decline in the antioxidant content of American food. So we're going to have to boost antioxidants. We're also having to cook the food more, so it's got less nutritive value because of bacterial contamination. So the things we need, desperately need, number one, is to get minerals. So we produce a trio of products called Super Nutrient Trio, and this guy is coral, so you can boost the mineral, the deficiencies of minerals. You can overcome that. It's got greens mix, so you can get something that has a broad spectrum of nutrition commonly absent from American food. And then finally, EFA oil blend, because the whole country needs an oil change. The oils they've been using are so inferior. So with these three, we now have the food almost to par. We do need some antioxidant support, something like DHLA, and so now we're sort of at ground zero. However, we're all eating cooked food, and we're cooking it more than ever so that it won't be, we can kill the contaminants in it. And we know, of course, that we were engineered for raw food. So as a result, there's a study in Medical Hypothesis in 1998 that suggests the simple act of eating cooked food instead of raw food costs you one-third of your lifespan. So what could we do about that? Well, we definitely can't eat raw food unless you're raising it yourself and in a lot better quality than what's typically available. So what can you do? You can take digestive support like Quantum Digest and the HCL Detox Kit, and now you have the American diet on the run. And with these three steps, the Supernutrient Trio, DHLA Nanoplex, which has resveratrol as well, the ultimate antioxidant, and you have digestive support, Quantum Digest and HCL Detox Kit, you now can look forward to a longer, healthier, stronger life. In my opinion, I think these are absolute minimum steps. Now, if you'd like high-quality life, you really need to throw a good source of bioflavonoids in there like multi-pollen. Okay? Now, there's also a pollen food that you can get. And if you have young children, this is one of the superfoods on the planet. And I just love this. It's called wild pollen. It comes from the Alaskan Canadian area. And it's super, super clean. You mix this with honey. It tastes like candy as a dessert. The child gets this. And it supports the healthiest liver and strength and energy. And it, in my opinion, would be a great, great step for them. And if you and for you and your husband as well, these would be wonderful, wonderful ways to get the nutrients that are missing from pathetic American food. Okay, Kimberly?
Yes, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And try that. I think you're going to love it. Bye for now.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, we're out of time here, folks. Those of you on the line, stay there. We'll catch you off the air. Don't miss today's great specials. Give a buzz to our order line, 800-370-3447. Today we're supporting everything so that you can have the best coffee enemas. We have organic coffee, so don't miss out on that. We have our immune complex, which should be in your medicine chest anyway. Allicidin for those biofilms that might be in there. And cat's claw. All three, by any combination, two or more, 25% off, 800-370-3447. Bye now.